Good morning, LaPorte Outreach. I'm right now Monday evening, but I'm going to send this out Tuesday morning. Pastor D wanted me to do the live cast a little early because I'm leading prayer this Wednesday at 6:30, corporate prayer. And I'm going to speak to you just a minute on this corporate prayer, how vital it is to our nation, to our families, to our business, to our personal life. Prayer is important. Your prayer matters. And in Matthew 6:6, Jesus himself says, "But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." You are important to your Father. And he hears you. God wants to reward. Hebrews says this, "Believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." God wants to reward our prayers. He wants to show us and document things that we pray for. We're not just beating our chest and praying into the wind, or as James 4:3 says, that we ask amiss. We're not asking amiss. We're going to target certain things. In Ephesians 6, In 6, we find the armor of God. Listen, we wouldn't need armor if we weren't in warfare. This is New Testament. And in verse 16, the first part of the armor is a defensive armor set. But when it comes to verse 18 of chapter 6 in Ephesians, it becomes an offensive weapon. We go after and bring the kingdom of God to the kingdom of earth. God wants us to go after what we need. Listen, in Genesis 49, when God was dividing up the tribes of Israel, there was one called Issachar. Issachar was the smallest tribe in all of God's tribes. But it says that they were important to God because they understood the timing of the Lord. They were smallest in their time, but yet they knew what to pray for. God wants us to know what to pray for. And if we go to First Chronicles chapter 12, let me get there just a second. We'll read the story of David, and he used Issachar when Issachar was available to him, and David had just been anointed king. There was a transfer of power, a transfer of things going on. And in chapter 12, let me get here just a second. In verse 32, it says, "Of the sons of Issachar, who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, their chiefs were 200, and all their brethren were at their command." 200 of Issachar, and Issachar commanded 200 generals of David's army. What was happening here was a shift between powers from Saul to David, and David had been anointed, and David called them over. They were very politically insightful, and so they knew the times and the seasons to pray for. God wants us to pray. He wants us to know the timing. He wants us to pinpoint and to target things that he's doing, and he wants us to bring it into existence. I love Derek Prince. He talks on prayer here as an offensive weapon. I'm going to read this to you from his book. Think of prayer as an intercontinental ballistic missile. This is a missile that is launched from one continent, directed by an advanced guiding system to a target in a completely different continent to destroy an assigned target. There is no limitation of time or distance in prayer. Prayer is like the intercontinental ballistic missile. With it, we can assail Satan's strongholds anywhere, even in the heavenlies. We attack the heavenlies. Listen, I'm not giving anybody a... The only assignment we have this week is to get in your prayer closet for the next 2 to 3 days, tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday, and come 6:30, ask God what he wants you to pray for. We're going to pray, and we're going to praise for an hour, and we're going to spend an hour. Jesus said in Matthew 26, "Couldn't you pray with me just 1 hour?" Just 1 hour. God can do a lot in 1 hour. And he doesn't want us to just speak through me. He wants to speak through you, to you. Use your prayers. Use our prayers. Your prayer is important to God. So let us come together this Wednesday at 6:30 for corporate prayer, expecting God to do things that we may document them. Father, I thank you for your people. You have chosen us to partner with you in prayer, that you can tear down the strongholds of the enemy. You can demolish what he wants to do and establish on earth as it is in heaven what you want to do. So, Lord, we thank you right now for your people and this week and the opportunity to pray and partner with you. In Jesus' name, amen.